as we look at this text and we talk about sacred offerings, Jesus is talking about how we offer sacred offerings. He's talking about the pompous and the pious and those arrogant people who have a lot of stuff and able to give out of their abundance. And he said they need attention. They need somebody to announce them, to herald their coming in. They need all this attention. And then he goes to the poor widow and he talks about this woman who gives everything she has, which ends up being pennies. And the text is a challenge for you and a challenge for me and a challenge for all of us. The text is a challenge of understanding that our offerings need to be sacred, not sacred offerings, not selfish gifts. They need to come directly from our heart. They need to mean something. They can't be our leftovers or a trite. I mean, they can't just be something we don't miss. You think the widow didn't miss the only penny she had? But out of her humility, she put her trust in the magnificent one, in the Savior. She put her trust in God and didn't care. She did not care about attention. She knew as a widow, as a poor woman, she was not going to get it, but it didn't matter to her. She didn't need attention. She didn't need people patting her on the back. She just needed to give her sacred offering. And you and I are called to give, be sacred in our offering of what we give the world. We're not just talking about your money. We're talking about who you are. The stories that you share with your children that makes them better people, those are sacred offerings. The gatherings that you have, the wisdom that you give, those are sacred offerings. The time that you take to take your friend to the doctor or the hospital, or when you visit the nursing home, those are sacred offerings of yourself, especially when the days that you get up, you just don't feel like it. You don't feel good enough to go, but you feel like that they need you more than you need to stay at home.